Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode.
All right, today we're digging into a topic that's often misunderstood and definitely underutilized in B2B sales search engine optimization, or SEO.
Yeah, SEO tends to live in the shadows of more direct lead gen tactics like email outreach or paid ads. But when it's done right, it can be an absolute game changer for long-term pipeline growth.
Especially in the B2B space where we're not just talking about grabbing attention, we're talking about attracting the right people at the right time with the right intent.
Exactly. And today we're going to walk through three major themes: keyword research for B2B markets, optimizing your site's content and structure, and my personal favorite, tools you can use to monitor and improve performance over time.
Let's start with keyword research because honestly, if you're not speaking the same language as your audience, you're already lost.
Totally. And in B2B, it's not just about traffic volume. It's about intent. What are your ideal clients actually typing into search bars when they're looking for solutions?
Right. Keyword research is one of the foundations of good SEO strategy. It's not about casting a wide net. It's about going deep into what your buyers are struggling with and how they're expressing those needs online.
Yep. And that's where buyer personas and ICPs come into play. You've got to know the titles, industries, challenges, even the decision-making behaviors of your audience. Once you do that, it's way easier to reverse engineer the terms they're likely searching for.
And let's not forget Google doesn't just reward exact matches anymore. It's gotten way smarter. So using synonyms, long-tail keywords, and contextual phrases makes your content more natural and more discoverable.
Exactly. One trick we use is pulling terms directly from sales conversations. If your prospects are consistently saying outbound pipeline acceleration instead of lead generation, well, guess what you should be targeting?
That's such a great point. Your sales calls are a goldmine for high-intent search terms. And keyword alignment with business context, understanding pain points, roles, and buying criteria makes your content more targeted and impactful.
And that brings up another consideration. Different stages of the buyer's journey require different keyword strategies. Awareness stage leads might search for broad educational content, while decision stage buyers are searching with urgency, using phrases like top B2B lead generation service or enterprise appointment setting firm.
Exactly. Your SEO content should meet your buyers where they are. If they're in the research phase, give them educational blog posts or ebooks. If they're almost ready to buy, give them comparison pages or use case-driven content. That alignment is key.
It's also worth noting that this content can't just be light fluff stuffed with keywords. If you want to build trust, your content has to be rich, valuable, and thought leadership driven.
Right. Search engines reward expertise, but so do humans. If your content is meaningful and solution-oriented, not only do you rank higher, you stay top of mind for your prospects.
All right, so you've done the keyword research. Now it's time to make sure your site doesn't scare people or search engines away.
Yes. A lot of people overlook that lead gen starts before someone ever fills out a form. Your website has to work visually, structurally, and contextually.
Exactly. Let's talk structure first. Your navigation needs to be intuitive. Pages should be logically categorized, links should work, and no one should be more than two or three clicks away from what they're looking for.
And don't underestimate how much Google cares about site speed and responsiveness. If your site loads slowly or breaks on mobile, you're losing leads before the conversation even begins.
Yeah, and mobile responsiveness isn't just about UX. It's a direct ranking factor. Google's mobile first indexing means your mobile site is your site as far as rankings go.
Exactly. And while you're building out that content, you want to use SEO best practices throughout. That means optimized meta titles, keyword-friendly headers, image alt text that reflects what's actually in the image without overdoing it.
There's also the importance of content hierarchy. Structuring your content with H1s, H2s, and even H3s makes it easier for both users and crawlers to digest.
And it helps you stay organized as a content creator, too. You know what your main points are, and you're guiding people through a journey, not just throwing text at them.
Let's also not forget that personalization plays a role here. Segmenting your audience and delivering tailored experiences is just as important on your website as it is in email or ads.
Exactly. For example, a landing page built for CMOs should read differently than one targeting sales enablement teams. Not just in tone, but in substance, CTA, even page layout.
And speaking of CTAs, they need to be clear and strategically placed. Whether it's downloading a white paper, requesting a demo, or scheduling a call, the ask should be obvious and relevant to where that visitor is in the funnel.
Yeah, a great call to action is where SEO turns into ROI.
Okay, let's dive into the fun stuff. Tools. Because once everything's live, the real work begins.
Totally. SEO isn't set it and forget it. It's about iteration. Analytics and reporting tools are essential to continuously optimize performance.
First up, Google Search Console. It's free and gives you direct insight into what keywords are bringing people to your site, what pages are underperforming, and where you might have crawl errors.
Then there's SEMrush and Ahrefs powerhouses for competitive analysis. You can track how you're ranking against industry peers, monitor backlinks, and even spy on what keywords your competitors are bidding on in paid search.
And let's not ignore heat mapping tools. Tools like Hotjar or Crazy Egg literally show you where people click, where they scroll, and where they don't. That tells you what parts of your page are working and which ones need rethinking.
Yeah. You can identify drop-off points, test different layouts, and continuously improve based on real behavior, not guesses.
Another essential reminder, this is about continuous testing. It's not just about setting up a keyword. It's about seeing how it performs in real time and adjusting.
Exactly. A/B testing headlines, calls to action, even images, it all makes a difference. And the best part, these tools give you measurable results so you're not just guessing.
Oh, and we can't skip over CRM and automation tools. Platforms like HubSpot, Reply.io, and Apollo can integrate SEO data with outbound and inbound efforts. That full funnel view is powerful.
And when your SEO insights feed into your sales strategy, that's where magic happens. You stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and start delivering targeted, meaningful conversations.
So to wrap things up, if you're serious about generating high-quality B2B leads, SEO should be on your radar. It's not a quick fix, but it's one of the most scalable and sustainable ways to grow your pipeline.
And remember, this isn't about chasing Google's algorithm. It's about aligning your digital presence with what your prospects actually need and how they search for it.
Exactly. Keyword research, website optimization, performance tracking. Get those right, and you're not just showing up in search results. You're showing up for the right people.
All right, that's a wrap on this one. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time when we're diving into another powerful strategy for lead generation.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.